This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Good evening and Merry Christmas. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio with a scratchy throat tonight. This is like a Lock and Load. Lock and Load, yeah. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. First things first. I am watching all of the various things that we see going on right now regarding in the run-up to the inauguration on January the 20th. It's a little bit like seeing somebody die slowly, bleed out slowly. Democratic Party does not know how to lose. So I have decided, since they're always so, you know, so readily wanting to give me some advice on how to run my life, I have some advice for them. And my advice is worth at least as much as theirs, but it's worth exactly what they're about to pay for it. So the first thing to remember here is that the Democratic Party is the oldest political party in the world. It's had its ups and downs over many, many years. Under any fair reading of history, it has done many good things for this country and the world, and it is not going away anytime soon. But currently, it is in a bad way. Its chances of recapturing the presidency in 2020 depend largely on decisions by Republicans and on events outside anyone's control. Right now, they hold fewer House seats, governorships, and state legislatures than at any time since the 1920s. And the signature policies of the outgoing Democratic president, Obamacare, and the Iranian nuclear deal are not a political asset for anybody out there considering this. The first thing they need to do is to give up on the alibi game. They have gone through a shattering experience to lose a presidential election until 9 o'clock that evening. They thought it was done. They thought they were sure to win it. But the alibis right now are not going to help you win next time. Don't blame fake news when your candidate had lots more money to spend delivering her message. Don't blame the FBI director when your candidate violated criminal laws and the attorney general had to disqualify herself. Don't do that. Now, I gave this advice recently. And the reason I'm sort of giving it again is this. The Democrats do not understand that they lost touch with you. They don't understand that they lost touch with what's going on in the world. A great many people, like my senior senator out of my state, is going to join with Democrats and try to grant amnesty to all of these people that are here illegally, which will solve nothing. That will solve nothing. Doing that does not perpetuate the rule of law. Doing that does not make it better here in the United States. I've seen all of the people that are out there that say, "Well, I was brought here against my will when I was a baby. Well, you had no will when you were a baby. And yes, it was, you were a child and everything else, but we have to draw a line somewhere. One of the things they're doing in their efforts to die, somehow or another, they talked Jill Stein into demanding a recount, and all that did was get Clinton less votes. Pennsylvania and Michigan said, no, we're not going to recount. Wisconsin, Trump gained 162 votes. Hillary lost all three of those states all over again. The fact that he didn't need a single coastal vote. And that's the thing that the Democrats don't get. They're weaker in the heartland. They're going to win the electoral votes in the coastal enclaves that are liberal. New York City, California, those places like that. But that's it. And that doesn't, I believe that totals 170 electoral votes. Coastal America cast 31% of popular votes and 170 electoral votes. So what they get, what they know they're going to, what they know they're going to get on the Democratic side is they're going to get the West Coast plus Hawaii. They're going to get Maine to Washington, D.C. And that's 31% of popular votes and 170 electoral votes. Heartland America cast 69% of popular votes and 368 electoral votes. Clinton earned all of her electoral votes in those liberal enclaves, in those soft, safe, soft liberal enclaves in coastal America. All but one, which was Maine's second congressional district. She got one from them. And that's it. Now, Obama lost the electoral vote in Heartland America, 206 to 162. Clinton got almost 100 fewer electoral votes there because she was flawed. Democrats, she was the wrong one to pick. You didn't have to have a coronation. You didn't have to do that, but you did. And now you're all running around wanting to know what to do. You're blaming everything except the one thing you have to look at, which is who you picked. Who you picked is the problem. And that's going forward. I mean, you the people that you want now, you want Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren in that order. You're still picking the old white folks while you claim that we're the racists. And that's very transparent. And it's not so much about whether or not you should be more diverse or more inclusive. It's more about you have no idea what you're doing, because we see what you're doing. You don't think that we see what you're doing. You don't think that we see what you're coming against. After this upcoming break, I'm going to talk about a coalition that has emerged since this election to try to do your work for you when it comes to guns anyway. But you know what? I think you're going to have to change your platform. I think you're going to have to change your agenda. You're going to have to actually become what a liberal is supposed to be, which is liberty-seeking. And you're going to have to, you claim that language as your own in order to fool some people. And that worked for a while. But now they know what a liberal is, and they know what the liberal agenda is, and they're going against it. And you guys have got, if you ever want to win again, well, you're going to have to change some things. You're going to have to change some personnel, and you're going to have to evolve into something other than a totalitarian form of government. We're all waiting on that to see what you do. In the meantime, we're going to deal with what we got. Coming up next, we're going to talk about this coalition of lawyers coming out. This is Lock and Load.
they are stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Well, there is a new coalition of high-priced liberal lawyers out there, law firms, rather, who've decided to dedicate their energy to attacking the Second Amendment. That's not surprising. What is surprising is how easily they lie about existing gun law. Here's a bit of a conversation from NPR's Alyssa Chang and attorney Michael Schissel, which makes it very obvious. There's a new coalition working against gun violence, a group of high-powered corporate law firms. After the Orlando nightclub shooting, a number of prominent attorneys banded together to collaborate at no cost with gun control advocates. Their goal is to attack gun issues through the courts and through state regulation. Michael Schissel heads up gun safety litigation at Arnold & Porter. The firm's a member of the coalition, and he says that by banding together, corporate attorneys are better able to serve gun control groups. Michael Schissel, what they really need is our collective talent and our collective manpower. Everybody knows how well-financed and aggressive the gun lobby is, and I think it's going to require the brute force of the major law firms in this country. And I can give you two examples. For example, there's a law called the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, called PLCAA. Some people call it PLCAA, which effectively immunizes sellers of firearms from liability except in a few cases. There's no other law, no other law at all, that shields consumer products from safety regulation. And here we're talking about a product that can kill. There's another law, for example, that prevents the public from accessing data, gun data, that should be available under the Freedom of Information Act. And our view is that these laws are quite novel in the history of this country. Therefore, it's going to take some novel and aggressive thinking on behalf of this collective group of law firms and advocacy groups to do something about those laws, to challenge those laws, really put a full court press on the gun lobby. Coming from Chang of the NPR. If I could just address PLCAA, this is the federal law which protects gun manufacturers and dealers from liability against people when people use their guns in crimes. Make the argument for me. Why should manufacturers be held accountable for the actions of individuals who buy their products? Schissel, well, it's not just manufacturers. That's really the important thing. In fact, my firm has been involved more on the retail level. Okay, fine, retailers. Yeah, it immunizes sellers. So, for example, there are state laws that literally immunize a gun seller of any liability, even if the gun seller knows he's selling a gun to a criminal. Schissel, surprisingly, I'm sure you're going to agree, is lying through his teeth. PLCAA does not effectively immunize sellers of firearms from liability except in a few cases. PLCAA serves a very narrow interest, protecting the firearms industry against frivolous lawsuits from attorneys like Michael Schissel. It exists to protect the industry from only frivolous lawsuits designed to bankrupt the industry, which we've heard this repeatedly. Now, Hillary Clinton focused on PLCAA for months, claiming that it provided the firearms industry immunity from being held responsible for its actions. That was a bold and direct lie to the American people from pantsuit. Gun makers and sellers can be sued, and they are being sued right now for both negligence and criminal actions. Right now, you've got Remington. They're presently negotiating a class action settlement that will cost them millions over a defective trigger design. They're also being sued as a parent company of Bushmaster in a case resulting from the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre, which has now been dismissed. Century Arms is now battling a lawsuit over safeties that allegedly don't work. Badger Guns just lost a famous case for selling guns to an obvious straw purchaser who used the gun to shoot two police officers. The owner of Sag Arms has been banned from the industry for life and his former company hit with $500,000 in fines for paperwork violations. PLCAA gave them no immunity from this. Those cases clearly show that manufacturers and sellers who make defective products or who act criminally can be sued, just like any other business. All that the PLCAA does is prevent gun control zealots like Schissel from filing waves of frivolous lawsuits meant to bankrupt retailers, wholesalers, manufacturers that destroy the gun industry via lawsuit, since they can't get the public to agree to ban guns. The only reason to repeal the PLCAA is so that the deep-pocketed gun control groups financed by the anti-gun billionaires can file wave after wave after wave of frivolous lawsuits to bankrupt everybody involved in the gun industry. Whether the manufacturers are guilty of any crimes is beside the point. They will be bankrupted by having to pay teams of lawyers millions of dollars. And there you see Mr. Schissel's real interest in the final paragraph, don't you? This coalition of lawyers seems to be much more interested in getting rich off of frivolous lawsuits they could file as if it's repealed than it does in helping reduce criminal violence. If Arnold and Porter and the other law firms jumping on the gun control bandwagon wanted to have an impact on criminal behavior, they'd lobby for a longer sentence for criminals who commit gun crimes. If they really cared about stopping the revolving door that sees violent repeat offenders hitting the street back on, you know, months short, you know, weeks, whatever, years, however, but never a full sentence. They argue that the Department of Justice is failing to prosecute gun crimes or that they're plea bargaining away charges that should be prosecuted. They're focusing instead on a law that they have to lie about in order to get any sway with it. Going to NPR, the NPR crowd is a shrinking crowd. I listen to NPR, okay? Not because I'm doing, like, opposition research or anything. There's actually some shows on there I like. None of them, of course, political. Because they're just so one-sided. And I don't expect them to be anything other than one-sided. I mean, I have never found an outlet that is evenly spaced out. Not even Fox. Fox is not evenly spaced out. They have their liberal clowns that are on there all the time. And, you know, they had to fire Bob Beckel and... Now they've got Juan Williams, and Juan Williams got fired from NPR. So, I mean, and that was just for being honest. Juan was just being honest. He said that it made him nervous to be on an airplane with somebody wearing Arabic garb getting on the airplane. So NPR said, what a high crime against humanity. You got to go, Juan. Liberals. Well, as he's headed out the door, Barack Obama is claiming that the intel community failed to warn him about the rise of ISIS, even though we know that he had them rewrite reports. That, when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Welcome back. Merry Christmas. Season's greetings to all of you. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, on his way out the door, he has laid blame on the intelligence community for failing to anticipate and properly inform him of the impending 2014 sweep of ISIS across Iraq in a Wednesday interview with the Clinton News Network. He said the ability of ISIL to not just mass inside of Syria, but then to initiate major land offenses that took Mosul, for example, that was not on my intelligence radar screen. So he said. Intelligence officials dispute his claim, saying he ignored the warning signs in favor of his narrative that he successfully withdrew the U.S. from the Iraq War. When he took office in 2009, he was already determined to pull us out of Iraq as soon as possible. He believed the historic lows of violence in Iraq justified his campaign, the pledge to bring the war to an end without keeping a significant U.S. presence in Iraq to ensure stability. Now, understand this about those kinds of things. The problem with going to war, well, for example, South Korea, Europe, we still have all kinds of troops in Europe, not nearly as many as when I was in the service in the 80s, but we still have a presence in Europe to keep, well, it's not so much about keeping it stable now. It's pretty much, it was stable, and now it's destabilizing because of all the immigrants they're letting in, all the Syrians. But that's all beside the point. When you do something like that, you have to maintain a presence if you want to maintain that which you created through combat. Obama did not successfully negotiate a limited military presence beyond an agreed-upon 2011 withdrawal date. He said, after nearly 9 years, America's war in Iraq will be over. He ignored rumbling political turmoil in Iraq and easily cruised to an election victory in 2012. Of course, Benghazi. A lot of the, you know, all of this stuff that they're out there talking about with fake news. Do you realize how many things they did not put out about Obama so that he could be elected in 2012? The Defense Intelligence Agency produced a report as early as 2012 warning the Obama administration that the Syrian civil war was allowing al-Qaeda to flourish. Al-Qaeda could declare an Islamic State throughout its union with other terrorist organizations in Iraq and Syria, so said the report. Those elements in Iraq and Syria later splintered from the global terrorist organization and declared themselves the Islamic State. Retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who's going to be the National Security Advisor, he was then the DIA chief, told the New York Times in 2015 this particular report, this was one of those nobody wanted to see. It was disregarded by the White House. Frankly, at the White House, it didn't meet the narrative. Throughout the next two-year period, conditions increasingly worsened in Iraq with little to no U.S. interest. Experts generally agree that Obama's 2011 precipitous withdrawal, both diplomatically and militarily from Baghdad, resulted in the isolation of the Sunnis, the demoralization and corruption of the Iraqi security forces, and that later turned into fertile ground for the initial rise of ISIS. ISIS came to the forefront of media coverage in 2015 after it undertook a military campaign across Anbar province in Iraq, culminating in the seizure of the city of Mosul. Mosul is the second largest city in Iraq with a population of nearly 1.5 million. It's bigger than any city in my state. We took nearly a month after the seizure of Mosul to begin limited airstrikes against the group. Once we began bombing ISIS, accusations of politicized intelligence continued to plague the administration. Plague it. Coming from the Department of Defense, some intelligence analysts told the Daily Beast in August 2015 that their intelligence reports were massaged to make it appear as if the anti-ISIS effort was going better than it actually was. I don't know who this quote belongs to, but intelligence products approved by senior CENTCOM leaders typically provided a more positive depiction of U.S. anti-terrorism efforts than was warranted by facts on the ground, and were consistently more positive than analysis produced by other elements of the intelligence community. That was found by a congressional investigative panel in August of this year. Nearly 2 years later, the U.S.-backed Iraqi security forces are advancing on the city in a bloody campaign that our generals believe is likely to last months more. An Iraqi counterterrorism commander told the Washington Post of the Mosul operation in mid-November, if there were no civilians, we'd just burn it all. Look, there are... I don't know why we would expect for the Nobel Peace Prize winner to know how to conduct a war or know how to conduct combat operations. More to the point, what it was with Obama was Obama thought that he was elected as a savior. He thought he was elected as the change. Bush, George W., after they politicized the war a little bit, not such a good combat commander. Not such a good commander-in-chief. A good commander-in-chief, if he's going to be in the middle of, and this is simply my opinion as a former military person, I would want a commander-in-chief that is going to lead the combat to the generals. He's going to say, this is what I want, come and tell me when you've got it. Another thing I think that is really bad to do in combat operations today is to embed reporters. The problem with embedding reporters is that, once again, this whole news apparatus that you get, it begins to put an opinion on something that cannot have an opinion. combat operations are not for the meek of heart. This is something that has to be done with utter ruthlessness. It has to be waged, just driven. It has to be it's something that nobody really wants to see. And for the civilians who aren't in the military, who are not partaking in the combat operations, they don't want to see it. And when they do see it, they're shocked. And then we get the public opinion and all this other stuff. And it just irritates me. It just irritates me. Politicizing a war is stupid. Let the combatants do what they do. Don't worry about how horrific it is. We train them to be that way. Let them be horrific, because that way they will sap from the enemy their will to fight. When you're fighting a bunch of zealots, you've got to be worse than they are. And that's something nobody really seems to understand. If you're fighting a bunch of guys that have taken the last rites, who think they're fighting as dead men, and they can't wait to get to paradise to get the 72 virgins, because there's apparently like lines of 72 virgins everywhere up in heaven waiting on these cats, they're going to be hard to beat. And you've got to knock them out of that mindset of what they've got waiting for them and make it look a lot worse. Now, you find a commander-in-chief that is willing to allow his commanders and his field commanders go out there and do that, we'll win a war and we'll win it quick. When we get back, the Trace, which is the Bloomberg-supported news rag, claims that 84% of mass shootings are not in gun-free zones. Let me think about this. Who do I want to believe? Do I want to believe John Lott, who doesn't have a dog in the fight, or these guys? That when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. One of the... It's one of those profound articles of faith among advocates for gun control is that you cannot prevent a mass shooting or stop one soon enough to save anybody's life. Then when you add to this the attempt to make gun-free zones sound as though they do not create a particular risk for people inside them, then it becomes, things begin to congeal for you, don't they? Their motivations are worth wondering about, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But let's set the stage and let's put some facts into this. This is coming from The Trace by Jennifer Masia. For all of you out there that want to write and don't think you know how to write and don't know how to go about doing it, I say to you that if you work for The Trace, you don't have to. She writes, something titled, The Latest Research on Rampage Shootings Shows Gunmen Rarely Target Gun-Free Zones. Her interest is to convince the reader that armed self-defense is a fantasy, that personal action won't do any good, presumably while collective government action will, and that allowing guns into a traditional gun-free zone will only encourage drunken brawls among the frat boys and that type of people. But while she's writing all of this, she undermines her own message that she hopes that we're going to accept. On the question of defensive gun use, she cites the National Crime Victimization Survey that found some 100,000 such acts of self-defense occur in a given year. Let's note that this number is equal to the total deaths and injuries due to gunfire in the same period. Now, the NCVS is at the low end of reasonable estimates on the number of times Americans protect themselves with firearms every 12 months, with the CDC leading the way at nearly 3 million. But even if this is the accurate figure, okay, the good balances the harm done by guns. Then she goes to the work of David Hemenway, a discredited researcher who rarely finds anything good about gun possession. He admits that, in fact, that there is an advantage in having a gun on one's person. He finds that the one time that having a gun does significantly lower injury rates is before the individual takes a defensive action. Now, one explanation of this is that he sees is the possibility that defensive gun uses typically happen during belligerent confrontations in which the people know in advance that violence can result. But he also allows that armed good citizens could be more aware of their surroundings and better able to anticipate an attack. There used to be this guy named Cooper out there who addressed this point exactly. That guy. And contrary to the straw man that anti-gun people construct, people who pay attention to the subject of self-defense understand that carrying a gun is not a guarantee. It's not 100% warranted. It is not a panacea. It's not going to make everything okay. It is not a magic wand. The point here is to improve the odds. Being aware, and carrying a gun is part of a suite of self-defense skill set that you have to have. The other part of it is being aware. Being aware is a big part of it. But what about that claim that gun-free zones either are or are not a particular target of spree shooters? Macias cites research that claims that 84% of mass shootings take place in gun-allowing zones. Now, that list of such events and their locations isn't provided, of course, but a look at the events with the greatest number of deaths shows that indeed many were in either places that specifically ban guns or in states that make legal carry difficult. In a lot of cases, okay, I'm willing to stipulate that in many cases, gun-free zone isn't a magnet for a mass shooting. Courthouses, sporting arenas that have a lot of cops. It's more likely that crazed killers go where they believe they can achieve their objective, often a grievance against specific people. In Tucson, there was an attack on a member of Congress. At Sandy Hook, on the other hand, it was a goal to set a record. Wherever they're going with the idea of making a big splash. For me and you, as an armed citizen, to try to delve into what drives insane people on their errand, that's something that's best left to a psychologist. What we can say is that a gun-free zone takes away the best chance for good people to resist. And that's where we have to wonder about the motives of people who seek to disarm us. Dependency tends to build on itself when encouraged, and being unarmed is a fine case of dependency. It's precisely the lack of practical ability to do anything about an attack. Why gun control advocates want this is something that they'll have to explain. Whether it's sympathy for attackers or submissiveness to those who would like to rule us, this isn't an attitude that the rest of us should be willing to promote or allow. I found it interesting that Jennifer could not cite the instances and give us examples of places. Tucson was not a gun-free zone, okay? Everything else since 1950, everything, all of the acts that have occurred of that, and when we're talking about a gun-free spree shooting, or a spree shooter, or an active shooter, or whatever we're talking about, I go with the FBI definition. That's where four or more people are killed, not shot, and that's where it's not, we're not talking about gang violence, we're not talking about a drug deal gone bad, we're not talking about familicide. We're talking about somebody that goes into a school like Sandy Hook or goes into a movie theater like Aurora who is shooting, they're shooting at fish in a barrel. DC Naval Yard. Anywhere where people are just sitting there and they don't know who's coming in on them. That is my definition of the shooter that they're talking about. Now, these other shootings that occur, like what happens in Chicago, that's largely a side effect of gang violence, where and we know that half of the murders that occur in the United States today are gang violence. Young people killing young people. Probably black young people killing black young people. Black lives matter, don't they? Shouldn't they? But not in Chicago. Because that goes against the narrative. And that's the other part where the gun grabbers go off course for me, is because it's not across the board. I don't like violence across the board. and somebody comes up and is beating you to death with their fists, this is not an unarmed person. This is a person who is using a different weapon than a gun. And if I come up and find that, then I'm probably going to stop them with a gun. And then it will be, I will be, I'll be crucified for shooting an unarmed person by everybody except the person he was beaten to death. And I'll be okay. I'll be okay with that. I often think about self-defense in that vein, and I wonder about how I would react to it. And it depends on what I find, I guess. That instance where the armed citizen stopped the guy that was beating the sheriff's deputy to death. I don't think I'd have an issue with that one. No. I don't think I would have an issue with that one. It's not something that I would necessarily look forward to. But it is something that I am prepared to do if that's what comes up. But getting out there and the motivation behind disarming you is the most interesting thing I've ever seen in my life, because they are not putting anything else out there. What they do is, in my state's example, a business, if they do the right signage and put it all over the place, can disarm you if that's what they want to do. And they don't have to have anything in place to protect you if you go in there. Nothing. So then what? I'm waiting for somebody to put forward a bill here in this state where you can sue them. I want to hit them in the wallet. Hard. We're about to roll into hour number two. When we get back, we're going to talk about the SAFE Act trap. This is Lock and Load. Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.